the league is crazy, man. It just is. But I'm with you, and I want to talk about Baltimore because you just mentioned how they're beating people down. I was thoroughly impressed with Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
But Lamar and Henry and this offense, Jason, it looks unstoppable. And I'm not over-exaggerating here. They had almost 500 yards in this game, and Lamar throws for over 300 again in back-to-back games. They're the best football team right now in the NFL?
I mean, they're right up there. You know, they're right there with – I mean, you have to put the Chiefs there because even style points are not the Chiefs win games. I think you got to put the Lions there, although that Aiden Hutchinson injury is
brutal,
horrible. And the Ravens still have issues defending the pass. They might have issues defending the pass all year. I don't know. Like, I think it will continue to tick up. Is it ever going to get where they want it to be or where it was last year? I'm not so sure. But, I mean, the offense right now, it's maximum efficiency out of a bunch of different looks. Like, in the first half, we're going to play two tight ends the whole time, and we're going to throw to the wee little guy, Zay Flowers, out there on the outside. Right? So we're going to get all your big bodies on the field, and then Lamar's going to go 9 of 9 for 111 yards, throwing to the little guy. The first five passes they completed out of heavy personnel groupings were to little Zay Flowers. And those five passes go for 86 yards. Like, Zay Flowers has 90 yards of yak in the first half because you've got all your big bodies on there. And once he catches the ball, there's probably one corner who might be able to keep up with him and nobody else can. So it's going to be a yak monster. They don't throw the ball to him at all in the second half. Now we're going to throw to the tight ends on play action out of heavy personnel and make you defend that, right? And we're going to hold Derrick Henry back a little bit. You want to sell out and take him away in the first half, that's fine. We're going to save him for the fourth quarter on an 85-degree day when you're out of, you know, when you're out of, you know, you're out of gas. And that's what they're doing. I mean, you want to sell out and stack the box, that's fine. Lamar Jackson on play action passing goes 12 of 13 for 250 yards, a perfect passer rating. Carl, 18.3 yards per attempt.
Crazy.
Out of play action. Oh, and Derrick Henry's still going to get his 100 yards because we're gonna do another pitch play to the left side behind Ronnie Stanley when you're tired, and he's going to take that for 50 yards like he did against Cincinnati the week before. Derrick Henry has over 100 yards rushing more than anybody else in the fourth quarter and overtime alone. Like, it's hard to have 100 yards worth of rushing more than anybody else in the league in a six-game span in one quarter. Like, he's averaging 6.5 per carry in the fourth quarter and overtime. He's run the ball 9 times more than anybody else in the NFL in the fourth quarter and overtime. He's number one in fourth quarter rushing. Josh Jacobs is number two. Lamar Jackson's number three. So, like, you really have to pick your poison. And if you want to start playing cover two and put somebody over Likely and somebody over Zay Flowers, then Lamar and Derrick Henry are going to run it down your throats. So, but I do think we're going to get there. I do think teams are going to say, you know what? Let's let Derrick Henry try to beat us for four quarters.
Yeah.
Right. And see if he hits the wall. Maybe, like, he's not infallible. Maybe he takes a knock. Right. Maybe we stay on Lamar on one of these pitch plays and maybe he's nursing something on the sidelines. Like, if they're going to have an offense out of 21 and 20, 22 and 12 and 13 personnel, that's averaging 12 and 13 yards per attempt, then screw that. We're not giving up chunk yards that way. Like, let's make them run the ball 35 times. Like, let's goad them into running the ball and hope most of those carries are under 5 yards. Now, there's but you know, they still held the ball for 36 minutes in that game. So I don't know. It's pretty special right now. And that game against Tampa is going to be interesting because, like, I think there'll be a lot of points in that one, Carl. You want to get on these Ravens overs early in the week because they're going to start going up, 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 up. Tampa's going to give them some problems with the way they throw the ball around, especially their slot receivers.
Well, and let me say this, Jason. I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but just watching this division with Tampa, 2 weeks in a row, they took the run game away. They did it with the Falcons. They limited Bijan and Tyler Algier. And then they came in this week and they took away Alvin Kamara. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that with Derrick Henry, but they've done a really good job 2 weeks in a row of taking away the run and forcing, again, Spencer Rattler, rookie, he couldn't get it done. I trust that if they do that and try to do that with Henry, like you're talking about, Lamar can still take the game over. But that's what I'm curious about. Can Tampa do what they've done the last few weeks with Todd Bowles and taking this running game away from two teams that really wanted to run it?
Well, and how about the way Tampa ran the ball in the second half? Like, Baker Mayfield threw the ball 30 times in the first half. He threw it 6 in the second half, but he went 5 of 6 for 107 yards with 2 touchdowns. Like, they were running the ball like with such ferocity that when they wanted to go play action and sling it around, he could pick his poison. You know, the 3 first half interceptions, they overcome that. It was a nice little win for the Bucs. And I mean, Baker Mayfield leads the NFL with 15 passing touchdowns. You know, Godwin is back to being a monster in the slot. I mean, monster from a production standpoint, obviously, not from a size standpoint. He likes throwing to the tight ends out of the slot, and you still have got Mike Evans on the outside. So, and whatever running back they turn to now, the kid from Syracuse, the kid from Oregon, you know, Rashad White's been hurt. They're running it down people's throats. So that should be a hell of a Monday night game. The Bucs are a really interesting football team.
Saints gave up 594 yards.
They're done. That's over. The first 2 weeks were a mirage.
They were a joke. Second highest total in franchise history the Saints gave up. They almost, guys, they gave up 600 yards. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Totally agree. And we're going to talk plenty as we break down that Tampa Ravens game. Hey, I'm also impressed. We talked about Jayden Daniels. It's in the huddle, guys. Thanks for being here. We talk ball, NFL, Jason Lock on 4, Brian Baldinger, Carl Dukes. Caleb Williams, though.
Oh, yeah.
16 of 20, 130 yards, 3 touchdowns after he threw the pick, Jason. So he throws the pick early, and then you go, oh, hell, here we go. And then the kid turns it on. And I got to say this. I think Doug Peterson may be the next coach fired, my friend.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. He's in trouble. They don't do anything particularly well. They've won 2 of their last 12 games. Those wins were against Carolina last year when Carolina was the absolute worst. And they beat the Colts at home a couple of weeks ago, which they always do. They beat the Colts at home every year. That's just what they do. No, they've got major issues on defense.
Let me ask you this real quick. Does Jacksonville somehow lose to the Patriots this weekend? I mean, they're still over
a possibility. Huh? It's not out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, if that happens, they got to do something. But I mean,
he's not getting through the season either way, you know, and they are going to sell at the deadline. They've been saying they're not. I've been saying they will. They will. They'll trade Christian Kirk. There'll be value in Christian Kirk. I think they'll trade Travis Etienne, this Bigsby kid. He's got averages 7.2 a carry. Like, he's good. He's the only thing they've got going on offense right now. You know, they made a big deal out of getting Evan Engram back.
I mean, he had a good. Yeah,
there was a bunch of drops. I mean, he made some plays, but they've scored 178 points in their last 10 games. So do the math. I mean, they got a $55 million quarterback. They're averaging under 18 points a game, right? Yeah, and Chicago, absolutely. They've seemed to have sorted the offensive line out. They've got DeAndre Swift going. I was wondering, you know, how this quarterback, like, okay, we got a connection going with DJ Moore, but like Keenan Allen was kind of falling by the wayside. Well, here we go. Keenan Allen had himself a day. Cole Kmet. Hey, I'm going to find the best matchup in the red zone. I'll throw it to whomever. That's what you want to see. It's not about getting locked in on one guy or anything like that. Like, there's a lot to like about the way that quarterback's playing for them right now. And they obviously have a very solid defense. So, yeah, the Bears are – that's a nice little – look, I know Jacksonville sucks, but young quarterback, you're going over, you're playing that game, it's a weird week, you're losing practice time, your body clock screwed up, you're – you know, how are guys going to handle it? Good on them.
I also think, as we talk about, you know, what happened this last week, listen, we saw Joe Flacco take the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped in and done a really nice job for Indy. Tennessee is a joke with Will Levis at quarterback. Yes, guys, Levis threw for 95 yards. He's thrown a pick in five straight games. Jason, we discussed this in the summer. I think we both said, are we sold on Will Levis? I like his size and athleticism, like his talent, like as far as his stature. He's not a good quarterback.
He's terrible. If they started Mason Rudolph all year, they would be 500 at worst. Like it's a truly elite defense. It's a damn shame because Denard Wilson's one of the best young coordinators in the league. And because their quarterback play is so god awful and inept, and because he just gives the other team points every week, like it's pretty ridiculous. But Tennessee defense, second in yards per play allowed, fifth in yards per rush, second in yards per pass, sixth on third down, fourth in the red zone. And they can't beat anybody because the quarterback's that inept.
It's true.
Like Levis gave away, like special teams and a whole bunch of crazy stuff gave away the game to the Bears. Levis gave away the game to the Jets. Like the Colts are 3-3. The Titans could easily be 3-3 or 4-2 if they just played their best quarterback. I think the Colts are going to stick with Flacco for a little bit here.
I do too.
I mean, Richardson's only 22 years old. Like he barely played in college and he's dealt with a lot of injuries.
Yep.
Like him, like you're playing Miami. Miami's pretty solid defensively, but they're not a good football team right now. Like the more wins you build up with Flacco now, the more that these games in December will mean. And eventually you are going to turn it back over to Richardson, but turn it back over to him. And maybe you're a couple games over 500 and see if he can keep you in a playoff race. Like I wouldn't be in a rush to get Joe Flacco out of there right now. He will hit the wall. He is older. You know, he's a guy you want for a 6-week sprint, not a 17 game marathon. But right now I'm going to ride it. I mean, the Colts are, despite their defense being horrible, despite Jonathan Taylor barely playing this year, they're right in the middle of it.
They are.
They've won two of their last three games.
Yeah, and again, Flacco, two touchdowns. I'm with you on this. Here's how bad Will Levis is. And listen, I don't know where they go with this, to your point, unless they go, you know, with Mason. 3 of 10, 23 yards and a pick in the fourth quarter. That's what he did. It's embarrassing. So you just can't continue to ride with that. If you are Tennessee and you're trying to figure it out,